It would create a hybrid school board, 7 members elected, 1 from each council district, nonpartisan, and 4 appointed by the county executive. And I think the reason it may have a better chance this time is because so much is happening in the Baltimore County education system that parents and teachers are very upset with, the top thing being, of course, the Common Core Standards Program, which the teachers have filed a grievance against and parents are up in arms over. We've had redistricting of the various school locations, which people are very unhappy about, and we've had a lot of tinkering with schedules for math and English classes. So it's a lot of chaos in Baltimore County, and I think the major reason for that is because the school board has become a very clubby atmosphere with the superintendent, and there's very little outreach or transparency with the community.
And you hear from a lot of constituents who feel their concerns are ignored by the school board?
Yeah, I've never heard as many as I have this year on Common Core. I get 30, 40 calls a week from parents and teachers on that issue, and a very serious, very passionate, upset about the whole thing. And, of course, that's nationwide. There have been over 100 pieces of legislation filed across the country. 35 states are involved in some sort of repeal process on Common Core alone. But Baltimore County really needs reform. It really needs change. Why should a politician who's a governor in far-off Annapolis, who may be from Prince George's or Montgomery County, decide who the leaders should be in Baltimore County education? I believe in local control over education.
That concern is potentially the next governor could be from either PG or Montgomery County if it's one of the Democrats.
Yes, no question about it. There's also no question politically and demographically the power is shifting dramatically in Maryland to the D.C. suburbs. I believe in the near future we may never see another U.S. senator or governor from the Baltimore area. That's just how the numbers crunch. So we need to keep local control over our major education institutions, and the way you do that is through elections, which I believe in, and appointment by the local county executive.
Since you alluded to the governor's race, let me ask you about the latest development, Larry Hogan entering the Republican race for governor. What do you think of that?
I was with Larry last night at his event, spoke with him quite a bit. He's a very close friend of mine. He is without question a viable candidate. He will bring a lot of money into the campaign, and that's important. At primaries in June, there's no question he is on the top tier. If you want to figure out tiers at this point, it's still early. He brings a businessman's approach, which I think we dearly need in the state of Maryland. Out of 141 members of the Maryland House of Delegates, only 16 are business owners, including myself. So that whole enterprising approach to government is not there in Maryland.